Brace the rudder! Raise the sails! Raise the sails!
Captain, an unidentified ship approaching. Over.
Roger that. Wait, is that an Enterprise sales solution?
Reach sales professionals, not professional sailors. With LinkedIn ads, you can target the right people by industry, job title, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. Spend £200 on your first campaign and get a £200 credit for the next one. Go to linkedin.com/lead to claim your offer. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, everybody. Today's episode is brought to you by Dr. Nelson Bradley, New York Times bestselling author and emotional code and body code author. He is, he would like to say thank you to him for, I'm going to nix that. Sorry. It's one of those days. All right, let's do it over again. So one, two, three. Hello, everybody. Today's episode is brought to you by Dr. Bradley Nelson. He's a New York Times bestselling author of The Emotional Code and Body Code. Dr. Nelson, thank you so much for your life-changing work and for sponsoring this show. Now, welcome back to The Advisor and Stacey Chalemi today. And I'm so excited. We're diving into evidence-based wellness and compliance first growth with Dr. Eugene. Who is a who has a lot of experience in business and pharmacy, and we also will be speaking with Dr. Sean, and he is a physician and a platform leader helping clinics scale responsibly. And we're going to talk about GLP-1s and IVs and different ways of regenerative therapies. And I'm so excited to have both of you on the show today. And, you know, I'd like to say, have you guys say hello. So, Dr. Sean, can you tell everybody a little about you and what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. I really appreciate that, Stacey. Thank you. So Aurora Health and Aesthetics, we're a medical directorship program oversight company, especially in the space of longevity, wellness, anti-aging. And we are the current medical directorship program for Evolve Weight Loss and Wellness. It's truly been an honor working with somebody like Eugene, really, who's wanting to navigate the space of regenerative medicine, weight loss, you know, anti-aging, longevity, but doing it in the right way. So, you know, me being a physician and as that medical directorship program, we want to provide a lot of those compliance guardrails, those safety guardrails, as well as a lot of these components where how can we get these medications easily accessible for patients? Where, as you know, it's so difficult. I mean, you hear stories like the Kardashians going out and spending, you know, tons and tons of money, you know, traveling internationally to get a lot of these stem cells, exosomes. But there are other ways, and there's compliant ways we can do that here. And we want to make it more accessible. And, you know, I've had the honor of meeting Eugene, who's trying to do the same thing, that passion. And that's where, you know, Aurora Health, you know, meets Evolve. And we were able to build this relationship with each other, which I'm very happy about. And, you know, Eugene, you can speak a little bit about yourself and what you're trying to do as well.
Thank you, Dr. Robert. Thanks for those kind words. My name is Eugene, and I basically have a extensive background working in pharmacy, which I've done over 33 years of my life. Owned the pharmacy for over 20 years, and about a year and a half ago, decided to dive into something I feel might be a little bit more rewarding and a lot more difficult to navigate. So we started out as a weight loss clinic, and we expanded into different services that we started adding. And the one of the biggest services that we added was regenerative therapy, and it's been going very, very well. We literally, you know, I'm in the middle of doing consults about, you know, anywhere between 10 to 12 patients a day. Consults are free. So, you know, patients really, really want to know more about regenerative therapy, especially in the ED space. And it's been very, very easy when it comes to working, especially with Dr. Aurora's group, when it comes to compliance and physician leadership and getting consultations done. It's just been a pleasure, and it makes my life a lot easier from my end.
I love that. Now, you introduced GLP-1 therapy, IV therapy, and regenerative approaches. What makes your approach unique and sustainable in a competitive market?
Well, I mean, like most clinics, they focus more on one-off treatments. What makes us different is integration. We don't just offer GLP-1 injections or an IV drip. We connect it all to the bigger picture, making weight loss, hormone balance, and regenerative wellness all in one place. That can support patient goals and a more balanced business model because patients stay with us across multiple stages of their health journey. Sustainability comes from diversification. So we're not dependent on just one hot trend. We're trying to build a platform that adapts as the market evolves.
I love that. And also, you also focus on erectile dysfunction, which is a huge area where a lot of men have problems with. Men can actually experience, erectile dysfunction all the way from the age of 29 and up. And, what are some of the things that you can do at your clinic to help people who are suffering from erectile dysfunction?
Well, I mean, erectile dysfunction is a very sensitive subject, and many men still remain very skeptical because of the amount of hype and misleading information out there online. Our approach is centered on transparency and education. We explain what therapies are being researched, set realistic expectations and timelines, and always emphasize safety. That's our number one goal. By placing ED treatment in the broader context of oral health, weight, and hormone balance, we help patients understand that this is part of a larger health strategy. Clear communication and honesty build trust, which is essential in supporting patients who are navigating these types of concerns.
Now,
Yeah, I
you
think.
mentioned, oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's like it's just basing this off, Stacey, on some of the podcasts that you've had in the past, is like, we want to break some of those taboos, right? And in the world of erectile dysfunction and reframing some of these challenges and really creating more opportunities for growth, and into the space of ED and how to approach it. Like Eugene, you just said, I mean, clear communication with patients and being very honest with them and letting them know, hey, you can really trust us, trust our program. That really builds into the whole world of, longevity as well. So it's just about clear communication, honesty, and I love that with what Evolve is trying to do, really trying to connect with the patients on a different level.
I love that, because there are a lot of, unfortunately, in our society, because I was going to bring, I ask you that question as you were answering it. There are so many myths out there, and people, don't know exactly what to do and where to turn to, and they have all these different remedies out there and do this and do that, and unfortunately, people spend tons of money on things that don't work. Can you explain maybe some of the options that people have if they are experiencing erectile dysfunction? Because it's really a huge topic, and a lot of people have contacted me asking me questions about it because a lot of people suffer from it, and believe it or not, a lot of the wives are the ones that are writing in asking the questions. Is there, what are some of the procedures that you use in your office that help with erectile dysfunction?
Dr. Aurora?
Yeah, no,
You?
yeah,
Okay.
go ahead,
Yeah.
Eugene. You can go ahead, grab some of the treatments
The
we're currently.
I mean, there are a lot of options out there for sure. I mean, the most probably, I'm sure people heard of things like PRP and obviously PDE5 inhibitors like Viagra and Cialis. Those are all okay, but those are more for like they're like band-aids for symptoms, right? Where exosomes and regenerative therapy, they get to the root cause of the issue. When you're dealing with things like PRP, and it could work well, and from the studies that we've read and the studies that we've seen, and that it works well when it comes to mild ED, and if someone doesn't have any type of nerve damage from diabetes or from any type of surgery after, like prostate surgery or anything like that, those things can work. But when you want to fix the root cause of the problem and you want to try to figure out what the issues are, because of the amount of ED growth in the United States is, huge. When before we even got into it, I didn't know how big it was until I started reading more and more about it. But yeah, I mean, those are the most popular therapies, things like injections like Trimix, shockwave therapy. Those all can work to a certain degree, but they won't get to the root cause of the issue.
And I think getting to the root cause is the most important thing, because there are a lot of products out there that just, like you said, band-aid it, and you don't want that. You want to get to the root cause of why this is happening. That way, if you fix the root cause, you could fix the problem, and it doesn't have to keep reoccurring. And it's a much better approach. And you want to know what is really causing it, because sometimes the root cause, it doesn't even have relation to the what about the EED. And it's, once you fix the problem that, it can be unrelated, it could actually heal the ED itself, which is
Yes.
really important.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And the way that we're able to use exosomes and stem cells is it's awesome. I mean, what it's able to do in ED. I mean, like you mentioned, there could be a variety of causes, whether it's cardiovascular or whether it's behavioral causing the ED, whether it's anatomical. I mean, there are different things that we have access to now with regenerative medicine. The way I like to put it, with especially exosomes is, we consider them like messenger packets, right? Like, or ways that we can send communication similar to like a traffic control system. And we're able to send out these signals to different areas, letting them know, hey, let's improve blood flow here, or maybe there's some inflammation here. Let's reduce the inflammation here so healing can happen a little bit better. So exosomes is truly remarkable, and what we're able to do there, the results are fascinating. And I'm very excited to really grow this space, but and do it compliantly and safely. Providing access to that is very important.
I
I'd
agree.
also like to add, we have to remember ED, especially ED, it's a multifactorial condition, meaning it's Yeah.
psychological and physiological, and the psychological factor plays a big part in it.
That's
Oh yeah.
huge. Huge.
Definitely is. Now, Sean, why are some men's health and regenerative medicine such a high growth area for clinics right now?
Absolutely. So everybody wants to get into this space right now, right? Whether it's longevity or wellness, but what they don't want is that one spot where they just go into, they just get pushed the med, and that's it. What they want is more of the educational component that goes along with it, a true program in itself, the follow-ups, the oversight from a medical team. Where, nowadays we have med spas that are doing a lot of these stem cells, regenerative longevity therapies, but there's no medical guidance at all. And that's very scary. There's no compliance structure or foundation structure. Where are these exosomes coming from? Where are these stem cells coming from? We have a very tight program in place at Evolve, and we make sure that we do that vetting. Hey, where is everything coming from? Are we following strict protocols? Do these patients have the right type of follow-up program when they go home if they were to have any issues? That is what we provide. We want to make sure that they have the right type of support system. And if they were, let's say, in the space of wanting to try something else, we have those options as well, right? We don't want to be just that, hey, one product type of clinic. We want to make sure that we have that well-rounded type of a picture, because that same person that's suffering from ED may be also suffering from other issues like Eugene even touched on, right? Like they're obese, perhaps with 300, 400 pounds on them to lose. That's how we can also provide access to GLP-1 medication in a very safe way, again, very medically directed and compliantly.
Yeah, I agree with you. Many clinics rush into the GLP-1s and the HRT or the regenerative without proper oversight. What's the risk, and how does your platform help them avoid that?
No, absolutely. There's definitely that risk. And we want to make sure that every person does leave with some sort of packet or information where they can contact a medical team if there was any questions. Eugene can speak on that process. I can touch on it as well. But when a patient does walk in through the door, in order to receive clearance for any of these products, they do see a provider. They do fill up an intake form that's been reviewed by our group before receiving said therapy. And then when going home, we make sure that we provide them with all potential complications or risks that could occur. And if they were to have those complications or risks, then they have an easy way of contacting us at Evolve and Aurora just to make sure that there's nothing else going on with them. We would do a follow-up exam.
I love that. I love that. Now, what are some of the, compliance, the, first growth that is, I would say like, the first growth critical and sensitive areas like ED or hormones balancing.
The compliance component.
Yes.
Yeah, so compliance is a big piece. Every state differs. At Aurora Health, we're a 50-state platform. We've been able to do our due diligence, our research, our whole regulatory risk kind of assessment in advance. Specifically for New York, there's a lot of components there, a lot of pieces that we need to cover. There are certain states similar to New York. There's about like five states I can just think of at the top of my head. They require some extra work from us on our end. So from a legal standpoint, making sure that the clinic is legally sound in order to perform such a duties. The second component is making sure that all the informed consent forms, the intake forms, the follow-up pieces, all those need to be documented in a certain way as well. So we do provide a lot of those safety and guardrails for our clients like Eugene. And we work together. And I think that's the biggest difference, right? We're not a sticker on the wall type of company for like Eugene just to run, and Eugene doesn't want that either. Our whole thing is about really creating that synergy and working well together, and that translates into awesome patient care, and we can operate then very compliantly. And I'm happy because Eugene was all about compliance since day one, and that's why we were able to bond so well.
I love that. Now, when it comes to hormone imbalance, a lot, everybody suffers from hormone imbalance as we get older. Our hormones, don't produce like they used to, and we get older, and things start to change. A lot of people sometimes are afraid of hormone therapy, and they don't really know much about it. Can you explain to people why hormone imbalance in the hormones is so important, and the benefits it could have on somebody's, life? Because you can go from feeling fatigue and having certain conditions that you're struggling with, even in mood swings and cognitive skills can be affected, and then you balance your hormones depending on the blood work that you get back, and little by little you can see huge improvements occur when your hormones are balanced. Can you explain to what it is and why it has such an impact on us?
Yeah, that's an absolutely great question. With hormone replacement therapy, I mean, it's just like regenerative medicine, just like peptides right now, right at that forefront. Everybody wants to have access to this, but it's not easy. One, it's like you have to meet with the right group of people that really keep you in mind, and they're not just pushing meds out there. It's not like you can just go on a website today, purchase progesterone, estrogen, testosterone at whatever dose, and you'll feel great. Every individual person, and this is how Evolve likes to operate, it's how we try to oversee this as well as at Aurora Health. But we want to make sure that each person, each patient gets their own customized type of review. And that's where that initial intake form is very important in the initial visit, where every patient that does come in, they can describe their symptoms to us. We need lab work. It's not just, we just get, a visit, that's it. We need to look at their labs, and we like to have that whole well-rounded picture before we start our treatment plan. And once that treatment plan does begin, very close follow-ups is very important. I don't like the idea of spreading this out every 3, 6, 9 months, just for your refills. I like listening and really seeing what the difference is that we're making. Evolve is very much all about the patients, right? It's like, how do we get access to these meds? We do it safely, we do it compliantly, but it's also patient specific. It's also very customized for the patients that we're treating. Hormones, I mean, everybody has some issue with hormones, right? There's something going on there. And to find that right balance for them, it's a very customized dose that we need to get. Which ones do we need to pair? For example, do other things work? Do peptides maybe work better? Do we inquire, is there another factor playing here that we need to investigate a little bit further? So it's a very exciting space, and we like to put the patient forward, not just think about what meds do we have to offer them, but hey, let's listen to the patients, let's figure out what's going on here, and then we can go ahead and treat.
I like that. Maybe you could also explain to people too. Like I'm sure you've seen it, and you go into many stores nowadays, there's over-the-counter supplements and vitamins, that are put together with fillers, and they make all these promises on their labels that your testosterone is going to go up, and this is going to be improved, and your libido will get better, and this will happen, and that will happen. Can you explain to people the difference between going to a facility like yours and just taking these bottles that they find on the counter, and how that could be a danger actually to their health? Because estrogen alone, if you're taking, that controls over 500 things in the body, maybe even more. And the same thing with other hormones. And maybe you can go over, why, those type of, hormones that you find, they're actually supplements and vitamins, but they affect the actual hormone levels in our bodies, why that could be very dangerous, and why they should go under your supervision or a doctor's supervision instead of just picking up these things that they find over the counter.
Absolutely. I mean, this is why, what makes us different than, just going into a wellness clinic that's not associated with any medical directorship program. They have a lot of over-the-counter supplements that, clients can get, and they can pick those up, they can try it, and they have certain promises to it, but there's no medical guidance there, right? There's no medical direction. Out of all, that's what's different, is that we are Aurora Health Group, that medical protocols in place, the intake forms, the follow-up forms. We have some sort of research and studies that we're following in order to guide these patients. So they can come to us, and some of those over-the-counter supplements may work, but having that medical kind of input is very important. And also that right type of follow-up. If we recommend, hey, these medications are not really working for you and they should be working for you, let's go ahead and get some labs on you. Maybe there's something else going on. Again, we're not a primary care doctor. And if there was ever a point that, we feel like maybe a PCP would need to be involved, we can always recommend that. But in the space that we are, there's tons that we can do, even from like a preventative standpoint. But that type of guidance and following medical protocols, I feel like is key and is currently missing out there right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. Now, what excites you about PRP, and how do you ensure responsibility integration?
Absolutely. So again, this falls a lot on the compliance program that we've set in place. Again, very state specific. We use a lot of data that we have from clinical studies, research out there. We work with some of the best companies also there for, in regards to the products offerings, from
Yeah.
an advisory role perspective as well. Talking with people that have been in this space for a long time is very important. I can't say, just being a medical director, I should have all this knowledge of regen and PRP, exosome stem cells. I can't say that. It's very important to keep that open mind. For Eugene and myself, always, interacting with those that have been on this space a very long time and have seen other things. For example, we don't have a lot of hardcore data in this space because again, it's evolving, it's very new. So speaking with others that have been doing this and what kind of results that they've seen is very important.
I also, I've noticed in myself is that, you have to go to places that they use high quality machinery, and they really know what they're doing. Because I've seen places where, the containers aren't good, the starter kits aren't good, the needles might not be good, the spinners might not, they might not look like they're great quality. And can you explain the difference between, how the quality of the tubes, the needles, the spinners, everything makes a big difference on the outcome of the patient also, or could make a difference? Because quality machinery and quality tools and quality, needles and all those things, play a big role on the outcome of the results, I think.
No, you're absolutely right, and it does affect the product. It does affect the what we're putting into the patient. That's what makes our medically backed type of programs differ from others, right? We have those compliance checklist components that we need to make sure that we're providing the best type of care for patients and access the wonderful therapies again, but in a safe and compliant way. And in order to do so, regular audits, internal audits, and checkups are very important. And I know Eugene does this. Eugene's always been fantastic about the compliance component of everything. We've just incorporated that healthcare compliance pro solution as well. And that's to make sure that, hey, are we following the right protocols? Do we have the most recent intake forms, questionnaires? Are we doing our normal check-ins and audits on our medical staff, our internal facilities. Those are very important.
Now, is there one wish that you wish patients would retire today?
Certain patients, I deal with consultations all day long, and I hear different stories, and people just have my patients that come in and through the system, and they want to learn more about the about the information about especially regenerative therapy. Weight loss is kind of already known, right? Like everyone knows, oh, GLP-1s, semaglutide, tirzepatide, whatever they call them, GLP-1s. But when it comes to regenerative therapy, they know that this is a factor that they want to do, they want to try because nothing else has worked for them. But it's just a matter of, okay, how do we make it work for you? Okay. They all say, oh, I want to do this. I want to try this. But let me wait. And what are you waiting for? This, it doesn't get any better, right? It doesn't, you've tried everything else and it didn't work for you. The patients just have to get educated more. They have to know about the therapy more. I don't know if there's enough education out there, even online, when it comes to regenerative therapy, especially for ED or for neuropathy, or like they know about okay, yeah, it does hair restoration. We've used exosomes for skin rejuvenation, but there's just so much more that it involves, and it's growing every few months. There's new data, but patients are just kind of afraid to try something new.
Yeah. And the idea of like it being a quick fix, right? If they do try it, they want that instant type of, fix, which is it's not the case. So retiring that word in the whole would be great. It really does take time to, and especially in the world of health and wellness, there's no like overnight results. And it's really the way that Evolve and at Aurora Health, what we try to do is try to really promote the idea of like sustainable change.
Yeah, and I'd like to add that's a good point that Dr. Aurora touched on. When patients try any type of regenerative therapy for anything, they think that one session and you're, it's good to go, right? Like for example, when they try like a PDE5 inhibitor, like a Viagra, right? They'll be able to get some type of progress within an hour or two. But when it comes to regenerative therapy, you have to treat this more as the first session is more like laying the foundation, right? Because you have the first few weeks of after the injections are done, the first few weeks it goes through like a process of like angiogenesis, which is like this rebuilding of the the blood vessels. And then the second or even maybe even the third session is needed, but it's all layers, right? It's all layers on top of layers. And when I do follow up with my patients every few weeks just to see if any progress is being made, I just make sure at that point, well, okay, after 2 weeks, after 4 weeks, I just want to make sure they're in the right place psychologically, that they're feeling better and that they want to, they know that this can work for them, but they want to make sure that they're feeling better on psychological level. Physical level, I know they'll get there. That's, it just takes time. And that's what patients need to realize. Again, first session is foundation, and you build from there.
I think you made a great point because I think in our society, especially, I think so many people are on a rush. They want everything so fast. You see, everybody now we have the internet, we have cell phones, people, we have ChatGPT, people are rushing to get an answer, and they don't realize that people actually, things take time, that you can't just rush into something and expect to get results right away. I think our society has gotten used to everything happening so quickly and so fast that even when they go to the doctors and they go to a clinic, they expect results right away and they get upset when they don't see the results. But nothing quick is good. Everything takes time, I believe. And even when you do these procedures, it's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight. And people have to realize, I feel, that it's an important statement that they understand when they're getting these procedures done, that your body has to absorb it, your body has to take it in, and there's going to be changes. And it's not just the things that you're doing, it's also how people take care of themselves as well. There's a combination that I think people forget. forget that one, it's going to take time for these things to happen. And two, you can't just expect the procedure to do everything. You have to live a healthy lifestyle and you have to do what's right. And whatever, the doctors say are important to do, you have to maybe make some lifestyle changes too if you want really good results, I think. I don't know
Yeah,
how you guys think about that.
lifestyle change is very, very important. And most patients, especially with GLP-1s, when it comes to weight loss, they don't want to do it. And then when they only lose 2, 3 pounds in a month, where the average person's losing, 6 to 8, they think, oh, the medication doesn't work. No, it's
Right.
because you need to do a lifestyle change, right? You need to,
Yes.
start exercising. Again, diets wise, everyone knows, high protein, high fiber, low sugar, low carbs. I'm not saying, I tell my patients like this, I don't expect you to cut out carbs altogether, right? That's just impossible. He's not going to do it. But if you had a sandwich for lunch, don't have a pizza for dinner, right? You want some carb, have a fruit that also contains some carbs, but you'll have a fruit. That's all.
Yeah.
Just keep your carbs to a minimum and keep your proteins on a high level. That's it. And you will lose weight. I have patients who lose 12 to 13 pounds in a month, and I have patients who don't lose anything. But those patients don't lose anything. They don't change their lifestyle.
Yes. I know people that have done those procedures and they've lost, like you said, 12, 13 pounds in a month. Then I see people that I know that have gone and done those procedures and they're eating hamburgers and pizza and Coke and they're wondering, they're losing weight, but they're wondering why it's not, happening as fast. And I think also too, if they stop these procedures and they go back to their unhealthy lifestyle, they're just going to go back to the way they were before. If you want
Happens
to
all
sustain
the time.
Yeah, if you want to sustain a healthy lifestyle, you have to make healthy lifestyle changes and you need help as well with these different procedures that you offer. But it's a combination, I think, of both. What's your intake?
I mean, when I consult my patients, when they reach a certain BMI, like a 23, 24 BMI, 25 BMI, after coming to me with like a 30 or 32 BMI, I tell them all the time, you want to try this yourself. They tell me, oh, I want to get off the medication. Tell them, no problem. You want to get off of it yourself? This is what you have to do. This is the type of lifestyle you have to keep. Your body should be used to by now. It's just a matter of you forcing yourself to do it. You've been exercising, keep exercising. You've been eating high protein, keep doing the same thing you've been doing. Just keep on doing it, and you'll maintain your BMI. I would say 75% of the time, patients after 2, 3 months, they wind up coming back because they start getting nervous. Oh, I gained like 3 pounds in 3 months. And they say, I need to get the medication again. I tell them, you're okay. You had a 23 BMI. You gained 3 pounds, you're still okay. But there are some people who just get really nervous. Some women who are they're either premenopausal or menopausal. They're, while they were on the medications, because these are all hormonal medications. So while they were on the medications, the hormone balance was doing well. It was keeping balanced. And then, they get off the medication for a few months and their body goes through a change. And again, they go through imbalance and they just want to stay on the medication just for as a maintenance, just as a maintenance, just to keep their hormones in balance.
I think the procedures you offer in your clinic are amazing. Can you tell people a little bit about the procedures that you offer?
Yeah, sure. So, like I said, we do offer the weight loss medications, and IV. We started dabbling a little bit with IV therapy, but most when we started doing when I started dabbling to IV therapy, we kind of at the same time started doing more and more regenerative. And regenerative just kind of like took off. I mean, it just became like a big, big part of my day, with the consultations and getting people signed up and people wanting to do, more and more about it. And this is only from the all I'm doing really is just on the ED side. I haven't even touched on to like, hair restoration, skin rejuvenation, neuropathy. I tell my patients it does all of that, but I haven't even gotten to that where marketing or advertising or even consulting anybody on it. Everyone is calling for ED, ED, ED. And weight loss is still kind of like, the flagship of the clinic, but my time has been taken over by regenerative therapy. Everybody wants to know about it. Everybody wants to try it. It's just a matter of telling them, okay, let's, book your appointment. I mean, this is a free consultation. I don't mind sitting there with you for an hour and talking to you about it. But, if you want to do it, if you want to see it, it's not gonna come to you. You have to go look for it. And to be honest with you, there's a lot of clinics out there who, do different types of sexual wellness stuff, but nobody, not many, that are doing regenerative exosome therapy. I mean, you can consider PRP as type of regenerative therapy, but again, when it comes to ED, when it comes to ED, PRP just it doesn't stand next to exosomes. Exosome just blows PRP out of the water.
Now, for people who don't know what that is, can you explain to them a little bit about it and how it works?
So from what I know, we don't do it in our clinic, but it's plasma-rich platelets. So basically, so you get they inject. I mean, I'm sorry, they extract your own blood, right? And they put it into a tube, into a centrifuge. They spin it around. The plasma and the platelets separate, and then they take what's needed and they inject it into that part of your body that needs to get regenerative, who needs the therapy at that point. So from what I the reason why we decided exosomes over things like PRP, PRP, like I said, when it came to ED, it's really, really only for mild ED. And you need at least six sessions when it comes to this, right? So my patients sometimes don't want to come to me even once a month, let alone six times in 3, 4 months. It's very, very tough, especially in the city, New York City. It's everybody's working, everyone hustling, everyone bustling, and I don't have time for this, I don't have time for that. So it's very hard for them to get, to come. So exosome therapy for ED is, two sessions, split about maybe like 6 to 8 weeks apart, and full evaluation is made after 6 weeks, and then another full evaluation after 12 weeks, and then you might need a third, you might not, but and then you don't have to do any maintenance for like about a year. I mean, that's the product that we use. I mean, product does matter, but we use a very high potent, very pure product, and it's been working very, very well for the patients that have come to us to use it already.
I've heard a lot of great things about it. I know it's worked for a lot of people. Do you do anything for women and low libido?
We are going to start because at the same time that I was dabbling into IV therapy and starting up IV therapy, I was also starting up something with peptides. So something like PT141, right, is a great peptide, especially it's actually for men and women, and it's actually FDA certified for women on that side. But yeah, it's just a subcutaneous injection, very easy, painless, and it's but we are going I am going to start it as soon as I'm able to wrap my hands around and hire some more people to take on the consultations for me. Yeah, I plan on expanding on peptides, especially PT141.
That sounds great. Now, for peptides, why is it so effective? Lately it's been like people have been talking about peptides like crazy. And a lot of people are just in learning about a little bit more about what it is and why it's so effective.
Yeah, no, excellent question. I think it's definitely the mainstay right now, or everything that you're hearing right now, whether it's through social media or marketing, has been peptides or regenerative medicine, correct? So PT141, which Eugene just mentioned as well, absolutely great peptide. We use that a lot for those suffering with low libido. I do recommend that very much so for the female population as well. It's something that we'll be bringing into Evolve. And again, whether it's enhancing libido or increasing sexual arousal, satisfaction, even that it's absolutely fantastic. The results are there. There's a diagnosis even for PT141 that we've seen really good results for, and that's called hypoactive sexual desire disorder, so HSDD. And it's been very helpful with those that do suffer from low sexual desire. There are obviously side effects associated with a lot of these medications, but when it does come to peptides, we do definitely see a much lower profile of side effects. But again, very, very great product. I think we're going to see it a lot more. But again, none of this stuff I recommend if not done with proper medical oversight. So, and it always does come down to that. Again, peptides, you can get them online, research and development, or, not safe for human consumption, no medical oversight. You can get those. But can we really trust the source? There's no guidance with it. The protocols that you can just Google or ChatGPT, or you could find some, but again, no medical guidance, right? You're just kind of trusting whatever you have on the internet, and we know the risks there. So we really want to bring that change, especially with Evolve.
I agree with you also. You see peptides sometimes all over the place that you could purchase it, but it really needs to be monitored by, and supervised under medical care and by a doctor supervision because, all these things could do so much to the body if they're not properly absorbed and properly taken. And the only one that's going to know really is a medical doctor or someone in the medical field that is educated in this area.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now, if we had to take today's conversation, you want to emphasize on some important factors, what would be some of the things you really like the listeners to walk away with?
I think it's actually what we may have just finished on, Eugene. Right here, it's don't just, if you can get access to a product very easily, without any sort of medical guidance, there's probably something not right there. There's probably something wrong there. Making sure that you're vetting the clinics and medically backed. Oh, yeah, whether that's a clinic like Evolve where it's medically backed, has the compliance structure, the right type of protocols, the right type of oversight for every patient that walks through the doors. I think that's where you're going to get the best results, and you really know what you're putting in your body. You're not just taking a risk and a gamble.
Right.
Yes, I agree. And you were going to say something, Eugene?
Yeah, I just want to like expand a little bit. Like when you're dealing with like a physician-led platform, like I deal with Aurora Group, it gives us guardrails and credibility, right? When you're in this industry, it's easy to get caught up in trends. But when you're dealing with a group like Aurora, it ensures you stay consistent and with best practices and compliant growth. And when you partner up with a physician-led platform, it ensures that your protocols are medically sound, compliant, and scalable. Like a lot of places don't do this. That means you can grow confidently, knowing that you're not just profitable today, but sustainable and protected long term. It's like having a strong compliance backbone, built into your business model.
I really think it's important that people understand that, the factors that go behind it, why compliance is important. What is the product? How does the product work? Is this good? Is this a good product for my body? Some people might be on medications or have previous medical conditions, and not everything is for everybody. But with the proper supervision and the proper medical care, the right products can be used for various reasons and help many people. And I think what you're doing is great, and I appreciate the time that you spent today to share all this information and to share and help people understand that there are natural alternatives that could really help people and get to the root cause, like we mentioned earlier, and really figure out what is the problem, and then figure out ways that they could help you. And also the combination of a healthy lifestyle along with these treatments is very important too, and that people need to understand that, it's not a quick fix, and that, everything takes time. And so I thank you so much for coming on the show and for sharing your knowledge, both of you. And I've really appreciated this. Now, if people want to contact you, what are the best ways to contact you?
Basically, one of the best ways is just give us a call. It's 914-620-8577. If they want to email us, it'd be at office@evolveweightlossclinic.com. I mean, we do free consultations. Even if it's something that you think that we might do or we might not do, just give us a call. Send us an email. I'll gladly answer all your questions. I'll sit there and I'll talk to you and figure out what is it that you need.
And is there can people that can they do any type of telecalls with you, or is this all for the tri-state area?
This is actually most of my patients just come from the tri-state area. Might get someone from like Pennsylvania, from Delaware once in a while, very, very rare. But most of the people are tri-state area, and they can either come to the clinic or do a telehealth call. And any time they need to speak with Dr. Aurora, it is going to be a telehealth call, but he's always available. He's got a team that's always available for me or for my patients, and I've never had an issue with him, or the team or the Aurora group at all with anything that he came to consultations by telehealth or even by phone.
I love it. I love it. Well, this has been amazing. Dr. Shorn, would you like to add anything before we go?
No, that it's wonderful. And it was an honor to, come on this podcast and with you, Stacey. Appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Stacey,
Oh, you're
thank you very
good.
much. It was my pleasure.
Thank you. I really
All right.
appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.